It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on tonight's episode, we're going to be discussing liar. Uh-huh, you know what it is. Y'all gotta see y'all KB looking at me. She ain't even playing tonight, child. Liar. Uh-huh. You know what it is. Liar.
Sis.
Okay.
What the hell?
Or, we gonna get into some things, child.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of liars out there, child. And the first one I want to get into tonight is you being a friend, a good friend, that sides with the bullshit. You know your friend is lying.
Child. Not just a friend, but a mom, a cousin.
Child.
Whoever.
Don't make Plando start telling you about a parent, child. Them motherfuckers be lying all the time. Psych. I joke. My parents are earth angels. They don't lie. But if they do, I check a motherfucker at the door.
Listen, I read this meme that said, y'all better quit believing people's side of a story just because you fuck with them. They be lying, too.
They do, though.
So you got two type of people who you got the person who believe everything they hear because they are the person that's the liar is their best friend, or the person that's the liar is their cousin, or something like that. Then you got the people who know that these people lie and know that these people do fucked up shit, but they ride for them anyway.
And you got a person that not okay. Sorry to go off topic, but let's not get in. Stop being attached to one side of the story. Cause then you turn into the op towards the other person, not even knowing the other half. And then you so into it that you don't even get the other side a chance. Cause you like, no, that's what such and such told me. I heard different. And then you acting like, you know, you ain't even giving a person a chance because you was told one side and that's the side you sticking with.
And you know what? I'll say this. A lot of times when a person is lying and you be so hyped to be on their side, you like, if you would have just took the step back and decided to remove you from the person or any bias, whatever that you're going to have because you know this person, and you just stood back and like actually looked at the situation and let it all play out, you'd probably see that this person is a liar, or you'd see the person for who they are.
Liar.
Us being biased or us being ride or dies can actually like
enable a person.
Enable them, but also make us blind.
Yeah. So I wonder what happens. I always used to like credit this my childhood friend, Miss Blue. Shout out to Miss Blue if she's listening. I ain't gonna call her first name out. But Miss Blue would confront a nigga when he lost. Now, I think I said this before. But the only people I may like, and you know what? I think I'm not confront. So, okay, here it is, right? If I'm asking questions, I just ask questions all the time, right, in general. But I feel like when you lying, you automatically, my folks automatically get mad because now I'm asking too many questions and they lying. Then you gotta create more lies. So I feel like, not saying that they're lying, but when you are lying and somebody is being exactly who you are, like me, I always ask questions. So I can always tell somebody because they get in their feelings. You ask a motherfucking question and it's like, dog, I do this all the time. Did you forget? You just lying now so you know, you're feeling a way about it. But my childhood girlfriend, if she sensed that you was lying, it ain't no, like, because I'm just asking, and you may think it's passive, but I might just really just be asking motherfucking questions because I need to know, or I may be being passive because I am passive. But this girl is direct. She is coming, like, I remember this one time. Our friend disappeared for a summer. And she asked our friend whereabouts. And a family member gave up the tape on a friend. So my childhood girl knew exactly where our other friend was at for the whole summer. When homegirl came back, she said, where was you at for the summer? Homegirl said something. And Miss Blue said, no, you wasn't. She called that girl out on her shit. I'm like, the thing is, the crazy part is, when she knew the secret, she never told nobody. But the time when she asked in front of everybody, she said, no, you wasn't. You was. And she said that part in front of everybody. And it just made me say, wow. I had to, like, to the side. I mind my business while they were in the midst of the conversation. But once we got away from everybody else, I said, wow, you have a lot of balls. She said, because I don't understand why she always lying.
I'm like that. I'm a very direct person. I usually call somebody out on their shit. But I used to be direct
like that. Bitches like you got a lot of balls. I don't have much balls.
Let me say this, though. I learned from a passive person how to be passive.
So wait, what made you stop being so direct?
I learned from the best to ever do it.
So what made you start? Because it's a gift and a curse to be passive. Really.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Because I'm naturally direct, sometimes it's still hard for me to be passive. But sometimes I just want to be here for the foolery.
Yeah, because I don't, like, I am passive, but I don't really, that's not really a quality that I'm, like, proud of, you know, because I don't want to be direct neither.
Well, that was a quality that I wasn't always proud of either, because I would just be like, now, KB, why did you need to say that?
Yeah, you know.
Like, why did you need to do that?
Yeah.
Like, well, damn, like, did you really need to? Yeah. Did you really need to bust her bubble?
Yeah.
But I learned this. Sometimes being direct, you don't get all the information that you need.
That's true.
Because you go straight for the bang. Now the person want to tell you what they want, what they want you to know. And then you don't have a follow-up question for it.
Yeah.
You go straight for the bang.
That's a good way to look at it.
I remember this girl. She used to lie so much. So, and you know I don't ask questions. That's not what I do. Why? Because I go straight for the bang. Like, girl, you lying. Like, I don't say you lying, but.
Yeah.
You know, I'm calling a person out.
Mm-hmm.
But she always, like, her stories would just be so far-fetched. So, let's say, like, she says she was a nurse. And she says she was. All this other kind of stuff that she was, and then out of nowhere she was a nurse too. So okay, you got a bachelor's degree in this, you got a bachelor's degree in that, you got a bachelor's degree in that, but you never told me you went to nursing school. So.
And here go my pastor's ass. Well, what made you stop being a doctor then that you're a nurse? You know, I be
so I learned from your passive ass like, instead of saying. Girl, you wasn't no nurse.
Yeah.
I thought you said that you was a such and such.
Yeah.
now she, her comeback is she got a good story, a good comeback. And I don't have a good comeback because I was so damn direct that I could have said, oh, I didn't know you was a nurse, girl. When did you go to school for nursing? Like, we now we just busting it up and I'm just chopping it up with you, you know. And then she say, oh, I went to nursing school, such and such. Wait, I thought you told me that you had went to school for kite flying. I mean, crazy. It was off the wall, like crazy shit. Like, I thought you went to school for kite flying. So, at, went in 2004. So when did you go to school for nursing? And then it's the, oh, well, I went to school for kite flying first, but it was only a 2-month program. And nursing, I just jumped right into that straight afterwards because I applied while I was in kite school. Like, it was
just... as I'm listening, guys, as this conversation is happening with Plando, and Plando is the one in it being a passive and asking all these questions that KB is asking to this liar, what's going, what's playing in my head is liar, 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 liar. Bitch, stop lying. I'm just having a fake-ass conversation with you to make you run yourself in a hole.
To make you run your mouth.
Yeah.
So I had to learn that you don't always got to be so upfront and so direct and to call somebody out on the first thing that they say. Because if you just ask the right questions, which is crazy because when I was in school, I minored in psychology. And I had a whole ass semester in a psych class that was focusing on asking probing questions. So how the hell did I walk out of that class and still be my direct ass? I don't know. Because I'm, I really know how to ask probing questions to make you talk. I mean, like, this class was so, like, decent. It literally, every week, we would sit across from a person and practice and asking...
When you was in that class, I remember being deeply into you coming home and telling me this. I think this, and I think it may be my child, one of my childhood girlfriends, but I think you were doing something when you were negotiating.
Oh, that was a different
one. Okay, yeah, that one, the psychology class
was in undergrad, but in graduate school was the negotiating class. So I was able to take that, those probing questions and things like that, and apply it to the negotiating class. But
we so boring. She come home and tell me her college stories, and I'm like,
I was so hyped that day. I remember the negotiating.
She was like, I gotta give you this critical thinking book. I was, I'm like, yeah, but we so corny. Like,
she owe me a soda.
Who does? Like, who is so happy about their big cuz coming home telling them what happens in school,
like we still kids,
like what?
But yeah. No, seriously, like, so it wasn't until you being so passive, it just grinds my gears sometimes, and I don't know what clicked. Like, I started being passive with you a little bit sometimes because I'm so direct, and you were just
And then it grinds my gears.
And it grinds your gears.
Because I know, guys, this girl, I know her so well. So Nina's like, bitch, you just asked me that. Don't ask me that in a different way. I'm lying, okay?
And it grinds my gears.
You're not gonna keep trying to catch me in this lie, okay?
It grinds my gears when you do it to me because I know you so well. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, right.
But
so it's crazy because it's not gonna work, but KB, real fast, not that I'm lying, but your boy, my coworker, I'm going to call him out because he caught me on my bullshit the other day, right? I don't tell everybody
I'm never
going
to forget that man called me Key Lolo.
He called me on my bullshit the other day. He says, I'm sick of you playing dumb all the time. So I said, what do you mean? He said, every time I ask you something, you act like you don't know. I said, that's my key of getting in life. You always ask me about other people's business. So if I...
Can I tell you something real
fast?
Your favorite line is, But I'm confused. I don't understand.
He said, I'm so sick of you playing dumb. Every time I ask you something, he said, a lot of times I already know the answer, but I just want to know how dumb you gonna play. So I said, that's because I don't understand why you keep coming to me, asking me other people's business. Ask me my business. This is how I stay out of he say, she say. If I know something, I don't tell nobody. This nigga KB said, no, you tell somebody. I said, yep, I'll be on the phone with my cousin. He said, because I know you just don't hold all that stuff that you hold in. And, but yeah, I thought it was like, I meant to actually talk about it on my page because maybe a lot of people do know I asked you, but it's not hard. But I thought it was dope that he actually called me out. But yeah, ask me my business. Don't ask me your business. I think I forgot what we were talking. It went into what we were talking about, but I kind of forgot. Okay, so a liar. Right, yeah.
To bring it back, sometimes when dealing with a liar, it's good to be upfront and direct. And sometimes it's not good being upfront and direct. And sometimes you got to be passive because if you're upfront and direct, you take away your power sometimes.
Yeah, true.
It may seem like you should be upfront and direct, but you really do take away your power.
I think that's true, but I think there's a time and a place for everything.
Sure.
Sometimes you gotta let them people know that they're not getting away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll be passive so much that I forget to let somebody know. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the malarkey. I know. So that's why I say it's a gift and a curse. Sometimes
it's a
time and a place for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just gotta cut it. You're playing with my intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Cut it. Liar, 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 liar. So what do you do if your homie is lying? Now, is a time and a place for everything. Suppose the good thing to do for the homie in this situation that's lying is to tell them, like, not tell them, but helping them. Let's say they're lying in a situation, and I don't know where I'm going with this. Let's say being honest with them and not siding with them could help them. Do you pick and choose when not acting like you don't know the truth with a friend? Or do you always say, they lying, but I'm mind my business. Or they lying. I know they lying, but that's my friend. I'm right, and I don't give a damn. When do you choose when you want to actually tell this person, hey, not necessarily that you're lying, but hey, that's not right. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know, do you always mind your business, or do you always ride? Understand what
I'm saying? So I have a friend that I was, you know, learning how to be passive. And that's something that I did not know how to be.
Mm-hmm.
In our friendship, I was always direct.
Mm-hmm.
Always direct. I had to learn how, because when I would just be like straight up direct with you, you used to get smart with me and hang up. So I had to
get
learn.
Get more bees with honey, people.
So I had to learn when to be direct and when to, even within my friendships, I had to learn when to be direct and when to be passive. And sometimes just let a person talk and let them tell me all the fake stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't even be passive. Sometimes I just listen and be like, what, for real?
Mm-hmm.
And just let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like with that friend that I was so passive, I mean, I was so direct so much, and I thought that I was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the person out on their bullcrap.
Mm-hmm.
In hopes that they would say, you know what, somebody see straight through my shit, let me get myself together.
Mm-hmm.
And who was I to be that direct with somebody? Who am right. I to do that? Mm-hmm. And in our circle or that person's circle, everybody else around, I felt like was pacifying the person. Mm-hmm. So if you got one person in your life that's being direct, and even if they're being direct, is the best thing
they're gonna shut down on you.
You can be mm-hmm. when you got everybody else that's accepting the bullshit mm-hmm. from you, or everybody else that's taking up for you because you're the because they're your friend, mm-hmm. and nobody has the balls to say, "Man, you know you're wrong for that," mm-hmm. or "Man, I know you lying, right?" Mm-hmm. Like, "Hey, you don't gotta lie for me. I'm your friend." Like,
right.
when you're the only person that can call that person out on something, what it did was it caused a bad strain on our friendship. Mm-hmm. We never stopped being friends. Mm-hmm. You know, that always want to be my friend, but right. it caused a bad strain on our friendship. I did, however, know that person knew when to call me when things was really getting real and they really needed they didn't need the people that was going to be passive, mm-hmm. passive or pacifying mm-hmm. their shit. I knew, always knew when he needed the real,
yeah,
direct.
It's a time and a place.
It's a time and a place for mm-hmm. everything. So as time went on, and I actually felt like I wanted to, I realized that this person has some deep rooted issues, mm-hmm. like you were saying in our last episode. Mm-hmm. You know, people really be going through some stuff, and we just don't know it, or it stems. When a person is doing stuff that ain't right, a lot of times it stems from somewhere. Mm-hmm. So then I started having a little sympathy mm-hmm. and being empathetic towards this person. So now I no longer need to call yeah. the person out on their shit. Mm-hmm. You know, and it really started to make our friendship better.
Yeah.
So I don't know if just allowing that person to talk or not being direct, did I become those people that pacified mm-hmm. the foolishness?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I know it fixed it helped our friendship a lot.
Yeah. So I feel like this, right? The more I go through life and experience things, I think first of all, you don't always want to be direct, but you don't always want to pacify a person either.
Right.
So I feel like if you balance, because in life general, mm-hmm. in general, if you like balance whatever it is you're doing, guess what? The person, they know that when to listen, they'll know when to listen to you or whatever, versus if you always being negative, then they don't understand it. Because not negative, but you being direct,
well, could come off is
coming off negative. Mm-hmm. So now they're not even they become deaf to what you're saying. So if you can learn to balance it, this is the part where I don't have it all. Like, just listening. I know how to listen, but listen without ever saying anything. I don't know how to do that. But
I don't think nobody knows.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some people. You don't think people got? You don't? I think you're good at listening.
I'm very good at listening.
So what you mean?
But I might say something. I'm gonna say something.
Mm-mm. You good at listening? Actually, you good two ways, and I think so. Okay, guys, real fast, like so. I'm good at listening in different areas. So me and KB, we like professionals on this podcast. We listen to each other. We don't talk over each other. I'm good at that part of listening. I'm good at listening, but I'm not good at just listening and letting a person vent, right? I'm not good at that. I don't have that ability. But I think I am good at balancing when to be there and be a straightforward person. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm doing it in a passive way, I'm making you feel comfortable so that I can hit you. So now the negativity, that's not really negative, but the real, I can tell you the real and you can understand it because I'm not being so direct, you know what I'm saying, with you. So now you feel like it's genuine and I'm just trying to help you because mm-hmm. I'm being passive. But I don't know how to not help or not try to help. You know what I'm saying? I always have to have something to say because, and this shit is hard. So I guess, so anyway, balance. The liar who comes to me, sure, I could just be like, have fake conversation and just let you run yourself so I could really know that you're lying. Or I could call you out in a passive way and then say, you know, now we can talk. All right, did that really happen like that? Or did, because you, I'm confused, you know? You know, no. Like, you confused.
Didn't I tell you that's your favorite?
You confused.
You always say I'm confused.
But at times, yeah, because of the balance of not always being direct, the liar do tell me, like, well, yeah, but, and then I hit him like that. Right. And then, you know, and we friends and we laugh about it and we move on. But yeah, so I think sometimes I'll let you go, oh, for real? And you did what? I would have did the same thing too. And then other times I'm like, no, the hell you didn't. So I think it's a time and a place to ride for your lying ass friend. And you know, like you can't be calling them out on it. Like, cause then y'all, so, okay, one other thing. Now that I'm thinking, I know that this is, I'm asking you a dumb question because I think we all have lying friends. But how close to you are you to a lying friend? Are you, like, real close? Or, do you want a liar on your side? Is that deep?
Like, no, that's a very deep question.
Like, I want to know the real you. Everybody tell white lies, but I don't want somebody that I can't believe nothing the hell that they say near me. Like, I don't feel like this all the time. Like, you know, I feel like everybody lies at some point in time, but as far as being a liar, I don't know if I want that in a friend. Am I wrong?
No, because then it goes back to the conversation that we had in our previous episode when we was talking about that checklist of what you need to do to help you, knowing all the things that you need to do to help you strive to be happier, to help you strive to be at peace, and these is all the things that you need to do to prevent yourself from not being
happy. KB, I didn't think of that.
That's one of those.
That motherfucker is draining.
Let's add that to the list. Liars.
Yeah.
Liars.
That shit draining, because then you gotta...
The shit is draining.
You gotta transform to... balancing how to handle a fucking liar.
Yeah. Or, and then here...
You can lie sometimes, but
so
damn.
So here's what it does when it's in your friendship, when you know the person is a liar. And that's why it's good for you to be able to think critically. I know we were just joking about critical thinking, but you gotta be able to know how to... think critically, because you, like I said before, you can be blindsided by somebody that you're so close to or somebody that you love so much, because you're not going to be thinking that this person would lie to me. Like, why would he lie to me? Why would she lie to me? You know what I'm saying? So if you can't actually, one, stop and listen to everything they say, two, ask these probing questions and just to get a little more out of them so that you can learn yourself, like, man, this person will go that far to tell that. Because now one lie turns into the next.
Yeah.
And with that being said, how... Now I gotta wonder, in our conversation, every time we talk, are you lying?
Yeah.
Or are you telling me the truth?
Right.
Like, I'm not gonna know if you've...
Yeah.
Or if you coming or going.
You live a very... false life.
In itself is so draining. I don't want to. I know when you know when I call you, you don't have to wonder if I'm lying to you.
Yeah.
You don't have to question.
Right. Now, if it's just the way you see a situation, it's from your perspective. That's different. Right? If you tell me a story and somebody tell me a story and it's different, it's not necessarily a lie. It's more so your perspective of seeing things. Right. So I don't have to think if I hear the other side that KB is lying. Mm-hmm. I just have to understand that people got different perspectives and go from there. You understand what I'm saying?
But I don't want to have to sit and while we're talking wondering, is this a lie?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We got a person in common.
Yeah.
And I know every time we both talk to this person, because for some reason this person always call us at the same time.
Yeah.
Might call me first, then you, or you first, then me, mm-hmm. or whatever. Or when we all together and they telling us a story. And the first thing we both might say to each other is, you think this person's telling the truth or they exaggerating?
I wonder who it is. I'm so confused.
I'm not saying it.
I'm hollering. I know you're not going to say it, but I'm definitely, I would put that on my list to ask you who the hell are you talking about? Because I'm not lying when I say this, but I don't know. And then everybody popping up my head. Johnny? Felicia? Sammy?
But no, real rap, we do that. Like,
okay.
You call me like, did you talk to such and such?
Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you what you think?
Mm.
I don't want to walk away from a conversation wondering.
Yeah.
If you told me the truth. That's draining.
Yeah, that's draining.
That's so draining. That's toxic. That's draining and toxic.
And I just want you to be open with me. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that you don't want to tell me and you beating around the bush and I get it out you in the past away, that's different than a liar. But if we're friends, none of us perfect. So just be honest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As honest as you can be. Just don't have a, just living in a lie. Because I want to know who are you doing it for. Because I am not the person that you had to do it for.
Well, most times when people living in a lie is they're doing it for themselves because they don't love themselves.
Yikes. That's deep.
Mm-hmm. That goes back to us talking about happiness and being at peace.
Yeah.
And having to say things over and over again, or having to profess something, or having to say something that, like, why did you feel a need to say that? Because I wasn't even thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's because that person got to prove to themselves.
Wow.
Or they got to convince themselves that they are or are not whatever this lie is that they told.
The lie is too much. The one thing that I can't do is keep up with the lie.
I can't keep
up with the lie. I could probably give you that one lie. That shit could be good. But as far as keeping up, I'm too forgetful. So I don't feel like that. I just would rather be honest. I'd rather pick honesty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I suffer if I feel like it's going to hurt you. I lie. That shit is hard, too. Because you'd be like,
I don't know how
did
to
such
do
and
that
such
either.
Say anything about me? Nope. You'd be like, yeah, yes. Actually, they said that you didn't know how to suck it.
What?
Lie.
Because we was getting too deep, child. I wanted to break it up, child. We was getting too deep.
That's funny.
You know?
That's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a time and a place to lie, though. So, you think you're going... So, you know something going to hurt somebody. You're not going to...
Damn. So, now we lying.
Lying is necessary at times.
At times, okay.
You just can't be a liar.
Okay.
Good is bad. Bad is good. Like, what is that? A vampire in Brooklyn. Like, vampire in Brooklyn. Oh, my God. So, do you have any... Oh, shit. You know what we forgot, guys? We're about to end the lion episode, but I want to go back to our two episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
What if we win? Motherfuckers, y'all know we didn't win. Like,
we didn't. I got one question for Saul. What's she gonna do with that podcast equipment?
Y'all, can y'all text Salt and ask her what the fuck she gonna do with that podcast equipment, or was homie just? Cause I didn't see nobody giving it out.
No, I didn't see, and I didn't see it as a part of the prize either. Yeah. Like people won.
Yeah,
the stuff that people was winning, I didn't see anybody that won the podcast equipment.
So nobody had a podcast.
And I think for me, I was all the way okay with not winning the competition for Shit Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely knew we was going to win
mm-hmm.
that podcast equipment.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there was no other podcast that ended the contest.
Yeah, guys. We gave Saul the merch that didn't even hit the stores yet. It ain't even dropped in the stores yet.
Right.
We gave Saul the merch. We gave her the behind the drop. We ain't even going to tell them. Because we're going to be dropping soon.
We are dropping merch soon. But,
we gave her the, like, exclusive.
We gave Saul exclusives.
Shit talk shit. And she got a nerve.
I mean, shit with new designs and everything. Shit. Like,
yeah.
New logos and everything. Yeah. Like,
she got a... Now, you know.
I will say this, though. The fella that won... He deserved it.
He definitely deserved it. Shout out to
Shit Talk Ain't No Haters. That fella deserved
it. Yeah, the boy, I can't remember his name on Facebook. I mean, on Instagram, but he does custom furniture, and actually, he designed a crib in, I think, 2 or 3 days. That shit crazy. He was supposed to win, child. Who can actually build a crib in 3 days? And he showed us. Like, it wasn't no cap. It wasn't something that he didn't. It was dope. So, congratulations.
Yeah, he pulled up to
the
contest.
Yeah.
With the crib.
You know what, KB? What did you learn from the loss?
I don't know what the hell you learned from.
I learned that I learned where our business can go from here.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? That business plan, sitting down with you for all those days. Child, we were dying, child. Like, we deserve an A for effort. Like, we really did put our thinking caps on together, came, and now we kind of have an idea of how to go up. Because it don't stop at Saul. It just made you get your shit together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, what I learned is we didn't want it bad enough. We didn't get up. We are both, especially KB, y'all. KB is getting older, but she is very, very creative. Like,
so you just gonna put me out there like that? Are you telling the world I'm getting older?
Because I think
they don't
gotta
know my age.
Because no, you still, you know, you still in your 20s, you know. But
okay, thank you.
But I know when you was in your, like, you was a teenager. Cause I still remember that robot you and your daughter built. Was that a robot? I'm not sure.
I don't know what the hell.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a diaphragm. So but yeah, it wasn't the average.
Right.
Diaphragm.
So I think, you know, the creative juices wasn't flowing. The only thing I was had my mind on was the business plan. It kind of took over my body. But when I seen how others was getting really creative, I know that we shouldn't have made the finals. You know what? I was a little hurt.
So I was thinking, here's what I was thinking. One, our presentation, it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
Not the presentation in because we didn't make it that far. But when we went to take her the package, like some of the people that I saw had big tripods, trifolds, and they had some well thought out things that they actually took their time on, and you know, we did not do that. I definitely think if we was going to put it in a gift bag, the gift bag would have been bigger.
Mm-hmm.
It would have had, like, a whole lot of stuff coming out of it. If we had enough time, we could have gotten a bag with Shit Talk Radio imprinted on the bag. And I know you was thinking to yourself, here's one of the things I did it anyway, even though you said not to. I printed out the cover page that I put in the business plan and tagged it to both sides of the gift bag. The reason why I did that is because I wanted them to know, she was just putting stuff all in the cart. So I wanted them to know when they picked this bag up, it was Shit Talk right from the door. I didn't want her to have to look in the bag to find out who it was from. And every time they looked at that bag, they was going to see Shit Talk Radio. And then, to me, from the outside, that was our presentation. That was us. So when you pulled out the merch looked just like the printout on the bag. Then when you pull out our business plan looked just like the printout from the merch in the bag. So everything you see Shit Talk Radio. I just don't think it was big enough. We could have, I mean, we should have had Shit Talk Radio logo all over everything. We should have been set up in there. If we knew the saw was coming to Fresh Grocer,
we should have been.
At 3, we should have been in there set up with a Shit Talk Radio backdrop. We should have been in there with some fake microphones, and we should have been in there asking Saul, can we do an interview?
Even for the minute interview,
Even for the minute interview, we should have came in there with our pink Shit Talk Radio table. And, like, I mean, like, when you say we didn't go further enough, like, we didn't.
That's that's the one thing we lacked in. So, I was in my feelings, KB. I don't know if I told you, but I was really hurt. I was in my feelings because I wanted it so bad, right? I just could feel the shmoney, right? I could feel like winning. In my brain, I already won, right?
In my brain, you won too. I'm gonna tell you why. I know I said it on the other show. I said that you was in the contest for more than one thing. What are the odds that they don't pick your ass out of the hat? You had one up on everybody in the group. How did you, or one of the things that you were involved in, didn't get picked up? Probability failed us,
period. But
that just goes to show that
I didn't want because I feel like it's crazy because the business, each business bring different people out of me. It's almost like I got two different personalities. So I didn't know if I wanted. Matter of fact, I didn't want one more than the other. I kind of was like, shit, if Plan Doh don't win, Designs by LaShawn a win, and I'll be happy for both. But I was in my feelings for both. I was them two people at one time for like maybe a couple of days. I could not be there for the contestants because I was like, damn, I know how much us together stayed up, how hard I stayed up, and you know, we did it for days together, but I myself did it for more days because, you know, because I was working on the business plan as well. So I was, the whole 8 days, I was doing a damn business plan. So I feel like for me, I didn't have no creative in me. I couldn't even think of that stuff that you just said for Shit Talk because all of my days was invested in the business plan. So I could not be I became a hater for a day or two. And I know when I become a hater because I stopped watching a page. Like it start hurting me to watch it. So I needed to take a break because right before I knew I didn't win because I had a dream. I knew that we didn't win. I knew that I didn't win. I don't want to keep on saying I knew that. Once I had that dream, even though it didn't include the Shit Talk, I knew I didn't win because I had to, that's how stressed I was. So once the finalist did call the finalist, I was like, I can't even watch the page, child. But once that day came, I was able to watch it. And I was hating for a while. And then I had to check myself in the midst of me hating because I was saying, they unprofessional, this, that, the third. And then I had to think to myself, well, shit, that take a lot to go up there in front of all these judges. Mm-hmm. What they was calling this tank. that's not easy. You know what I'm saying? Right. Going up there and trying to prove that you are, even the guy that won, he cried a couple of times. And I don't think that was like, it was him trying to win, so it was a fake cry. No, that shit was real. It is not easy. So I want to shout out to all of the 500, all 523 contestants, and then the finalists and then the winner. We did our thing, y'all. We wanna. I'm sure everybody have an idea of where their business is going.
And you know what? I wasn't upset that we didn't win. I wasn't hurt. I wasn't in my feelings. What I was in my feelings about is, like you say, I'm actually known for being creative. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm actually known for that shit. Like, every job I ever had, mm-hmm. every school, anything I ever did, like, I'm actually, like, when it's time to plan something, when it's time to, like, have some crazy wild something that's just gonna outshine everybody else, mm-hmm. I'm the person for that. Mm-hmm. And so I was disappointed in myself. I remember when my child used to be in school, and all of her school projects was magnified times 10. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, Mom, this is too much. Like, why we gotta always, you always gotta do too much. Mm-hmm. I know stuff with you, and you be like, you like, mm-hmm. I know certain things.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm giving a gift to somebody, and you be like, why you always gotta go over the top? It just be the presentation.
Girl, one time she had lollipops all over the people gifts and color coordination, child. The boys had blue wrapping, the girls had pink wrapping, and it just signed KB. It's just like,
all the way down to, you was talking about this Christmas that I mm-hmm. hosted at mm-hmm. my house, and all of the boys had this, all of the boys and men had the same wrapping mm-hmm. paper, all of the girls
gifts
had the same
coordinated
wrapping paper, and my Christmas tree had the same kind of lollipops and candies mm-hmm. on it that matched the wrapping paper, and you still talking about it to this day. Mm-hmm. I'm just known for, like, that kind of thing. So, I wasn't disappointed that we didn't win. I was disappointed in myself. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't put the same effort that I would have, that I'm known for. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. So, I was disappointed in myself because I didn't show up in ways that I know.
Yeah.
That I know how.
And I was disappointed in myself because I am too creative. But there was no creative juice in me. I'm mm-hmm. beyond it, and I feel like because shit, it was 8 days. Not people got busy in 8 days. I'm not making an excuse, but shit, I was like, I feel like it wasn't even a business plan. I don't know what these people business plans look like, but I'm almost sure that they didn't probably put that much into the business plan, and I believe that these people made it to the finalists for the creativity and not so much of the business plan. Now, I could be wrong. They could be matching the creativity to their business plan.
Well, here's what happened, though. If you got 500 contestants, how do you narrow this down? Mm-hmm. Okay, first, the people who put the most effort into getting my attention is going in one pile. Mm-hmm. And the people who just threw any old thing together and gave me any old thing, mm-hmm. they're going in another. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't catch my eyes straight from the door, you didn't even make the cut. Process of elimination. Mm-hmm. Now, I believe that we probably did. Because when I took the thing, I like I said, I had Shit Talk Radio t-shirt. Mm-hmm. She actually was like, this is cute. Mm-hmm. Like, she actually stopped, looked at it, and like looked in the bag a little mm-hmm. bit. Like, she actually really gave me a little bit of her time. And mm-hmm. she hugged me. Mm-hmm. So I just don't think that, I think we made it into the pile of possibilities, mm-hmm. but we did not make it into the 13.
Yeah.
And it's because you're creative, I'm creative, but neither one of us showed up. Now, what did I take from it? We only got a few seconds. So what I took from it is, I think it gave me some passion for Shit Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. I feel like we was just showing up to Shit Talk Radio. Sometimes, I know it'd be times we'd be like, oh, you want to just do a real quick conversation, maybe 15 minutes or something, so we can just hurry up and get it done. I think it gave us both some passion. Mm-hmm. And like you just said, before we even started recording, we need to sit down and pick out another 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. When we first started this Shit Talk, we was on the phone till 5 o'clock in the morning picking episodes. We had 100 episodes planned.
Yeah. Just so, the thought of thinking about 100 episodes in the future is mind-boggling. Right. But we did it.
We did it. Yeah. And we have literally, we didn't do all of those episodes probably because some things just, we end up talking about it in another episode and we didn't see the point in doing it in a whole episode or whatever the case may be. But it is time not just for us to sit down and plan episodes, but it's time for us to really plan the future for Shit Talk Radio.
You heard it here first, y'all. We about to take it to the next level, child. We gonna get...
And we can't depend on nobody else to do it for us. No. So we out here hoping Saul gonna help us, and we didn't get picked. Mm-hmm. So now it's time to sit down and figure this shit out. And Saul, if you listen, because I know you are, because you know, I know people listen, they just don't say it. What's up with the podcast equipment? So we need it.
And make sure you wear our shit.
I wasn't going to say all that.
Fuck
so
she that.
Playing. I want to
I'm not playing. She playing. You going to wear that shit. And chip, chip. I don't want to tell you about the merch.
And guess what I'm going to do?
You're going to use that merch.
And guess what I'm going to do? Because I was not a country cooking eater. Never, not that I didn't like the food. But it definitely made me go and buy it because that was a part of the competition. And I done been back again since then. So now, because I want me some goddamn Saul shrimp and grits, every time I go there, I'm wearing a Shit Talk Radio shirt. She may not help us this time, but she's a helper. She's a helper. You never know.
You never know.
You keep sometimes the door shut and you keep showing up and keep showing up and keep showing up. Somebody might feel like they should help you.
On my mama.
On my hood.
I'm crying. Child, for all our UK followers, because we got some UK listeners, okay? Make sure y'all come to Philadelphia and hit up this fresh grocer on Monument Road and get you some shrimp and grits from country cooking.
Well,
child.
Why you say UK? Because we got, what made you pick the UK? We got followers.
Because I'm showing off.
Oh, okay.
And you busting my balls.
Okay. No, I think I'm showing off a little bit too, because I know we have followers in not just the UK, but we got followers in Ireland.
Period.
We got followers all over the world. Period. Like, we see it every week.
Period.
So I wasn't just thinking of locally. I'm saying, well, why didn't you pick India? Because we got followers in India.
Period. Y'all come to Philly, child.
We global, honey.
Y'all kind of Philly, child. When y'all go and get y'all food, tell them Shit Talk send you. Oh, we coming for hours.
Hours. What's hours?
What's hours? Okay. You have any announcements?
No.
Liar.
Because I know you're listening. And if you didn't listen before, even though I know you did, if you didn't listen before, I know you know who Shit Talk Radio is now. You reposted our posts and everything.
Liar,
about the contestants. So I know you know
who Shit Talk
Radio is. So stop, listen to a couple of episodes.
And if you don't know who Shit Talk is, you're a liar.
I'm talking to Saul, not everybody else.
If Saul, Claudia.
Stop talking to Saudia like that.
If Saudia. Country cooking Schuler don't
we
know
already
shit
know
talk
she
is.
Do we don't gotta say that she already do now
liar
oh my god so we want the podcast equipment send us our way
you,
please
you see it
she see it and with that being said thank you for the tuning in to Shit Talk Radio where I talk
we talk
she